producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney. Some big news as far as repercussions from what happened in Paris, especially concerning the Syrian refugees and allowing 10,000, which is the president's plan, into the United States. A lot of blowback on that, including from some Democrats. And word that two planes headed to France had to be diverted, one to Salt Lake City and one to Nova Scotia because of bomb threats, again, that were called in. Plus, we have some wintry weather, dumping a lot of snow in Colorado, but of course, any Coloradans listening to me know that it burns off after 5 hours, but those twisters that rip through Texas, not a great deal for the people in Texas. So some wintry weather starting to make its way across the United States. First, let's talk about these two Paris-bound Air France flights. Again, they had to be diverted because of this reported bomb threat. And because of the fact there's this heightened awareness, we're on edge because of Paris, so anybody who's calling in a bomb threat, you can bet they're going to take it serious. What happened was two different scenarios. So both were Air France, absolutely, including this Flight 55 from Washington Dulles. And so that was one of the flights that had to be diverted because of the scare. And in that scenario, what happened was a call and an anonymous threat saying once they took off that there was a bomb on board. So as a precaution, they had to do the security checks and they had to land the flight. Again, this was a Flight 55 from Washington Dulles and then Flight 65. So what happened with 65 was an Airbus 3A380. And in that case, it landed in Salt Lake City, so that was another problem. The plane landed without any kind of incident. The passengers were bused to a terminal. And at Salt Lake City, they say that the plane, the empty plane, was a safe distance from the terminal. The FBI is looking into that. Flight 55, the Boeing 777, was diverted to Halifax, Nova Scotia. So there are a couple of different things that collided almost at one time, but scared enough people. And the fact is you can't take that lightly. So they grounded them. That's exactly what happened, and trying to figure out where do those calls come from. And they didn't find anything inside the planes, but it was serious enough because of what's happened to do something about it. Now, when it comes to the refugees in that situation, we know that governors, I guess in theory or in practice, governors can affect this process of not taking in the refugees by refusing to cooperate with the resettlement efforts. But do they have the authority to block the refugees? And the fact is they don't legally. Governor Kasich, who's running for president on the Republican side from Ohio, clearly said that, you know, we don't want to accept Syrian refugees. We can express our concerns, but legally we cannot stop the flow. A State Department spokesperson said that the governors can't do it. So that started that back and forth from entering their states. But local governments can sort of do this consultation thing, and state governments sometimes, they say, provide these better benefits to those settling. But here's the bottom line. Do we really want them to settle? We don't have a clear cut, I think, understanding of what the vetting process is, and to me, that is the most frightening thing of all. So here you have Chuck Schumer, who is questioning it. I mean, is there a bigger Democrat from New York, the senator, longtime senator? He takes over as the Democratic leader in the chamber, as you all know, in 2017, and he said, maybe we just take a pause. Listen, we need a pause. That might be necessary in what's happened, allowing these Syrians fleeing civil war to enter into the country. So you have Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, you have the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, calling on the administration to put the plans on hold. Even House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said that the chamber plans to vote Thursday on legislation that would block Syrian refugees from coming into the country unless four top U.S. enforcement and national security officials can affirm that none of them is a security threat. And I don't think they can do that 100%. How can they do that? The answer is they can't. So we have a little bit of a standoff here, but I think it's a good one. I think there has to be at least a pause. And, of course, the reason for this is when you had one of the assailants who was killed when they found a passport near his body that was a Syrian passport. Now, the French are saying the passport was fake, but he entered Europe by using a forged passport that was Syrian to pose as a refugee. And what a way to do that. How are you going to vet who's coming in? How can you 100% guarantee we're not going to get this crazy mix? And the answer is, I don't believe they can. They can't do it. I say stop it, put the brakes on it. Why would we even tempt fate? We'd have to have way more assurances that that's not the situation. And I don't think we can get those assurances. So, to me, the risk factor is off the charts, and we don't want to move the needle in that direction. If I were in one of those law enforcement positions, if I was the head of the FBI, I would absolutely be banging down the door at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and telling the president why I have all these objections. Now, this is something that he said we should do. It's a humanitarian crisis. We have to step up. There were plenty of people that fought for that to happen, that wanted to see that happen, but circumstances change. And I didn't like the circumstances in the beginning, and I think many of you felt the same way, because we go back to the same thing. What is the process of vetting? How can you tell us that we're at least 95% sure that who's coming in is who they say they are? And I don't think you can do that. I don't even think you can give it a 50%, and to me that's just too risky. All right, let's talk about the storms. I met someone today that was in from Colorado, and they said, oh my gosh, it was like a blizzard, but in Colorado it blows away after 5 hours. And I thought that was pretty funny assessment of the weather situation. And people in Colorado know that is kind of true, and they're used to this sort of thing. But needless to say, heavy snow on parts of Colorado, and then tornadoes to millions of people in Arkansas and Texas. So there were some pretty damaging twisters that plowed through the panhandle just the other day. Much of Interstate 70, which is the main thoroughfare east and west in Colorado, by the way, had to be closed. So for what we're saying, there is an effect on it, and I mean an effect on travel. And they were pretty bad. I mean, it was 15 inches of snow in some places and heavy winds. So you got semi-trailers, you got dozens of semi-trailer trucks and cars lined up along the interstate, despite, again, how they deal with the weather. And, by the way, on Monday, there were at least 5 tornadoes that touched down in the Texas Panhandle. One that hit a Halliburton district office near Pampa. And luckily nobody was there, but we know how deadly tornadoes can be. And in California, while all this is going on, they're just praying for rain. They're waiting for rain. They need relief from a 4-year drought. Insanity. All right, hang with us, everybody. More to come next on America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's what happens. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. We're up to week 10 already. You call in, pick a side, and then give us a score. That's your guess. If your score, like lottery numbers, like the Mega Millions, if you nail it, then you win. And you win a computer. There's two ways to win a computer on this show, and that's one of them. And I think it's very cool because it's a tablet. And it also has a keyboard, it's light, it's easy to carry around, and you get it for nothing. You get it for nothing! And it's a $300 value. If you nail the score. By the way, speaking of Mega Millions was up to $108 million. Just actually over $108 million. And the winning numbers, just in case you're out there floating around and you want to call and tell us you won, we have no way to verify it. 8, 17, 20, 45, 71, and 4 was the Mega Ball. Man, wouldn't it be nice to hit the lottery? That's like that old question. What would you do if you won the lottery? You know, I go back to the debate, and I gave you some of the quotes and talked a little bit about some of the takeaways, I think, from the debate. And it comes down to when you have debates, there are winners and there are losers. That's the purpose, to really get to know the candidates. And I think this time we really got a handle on a few things. Rubio was strong again, especially as he fended off an attack from Rand Paul, who smashed him as not being conservative for for saying that he wanted greater military spending. And Rubio slammed him back and said, they're coming to get us. He was talking about the terror cells in the Middle East. And he was on his game. There's no question about that. I would say that Jeb Bush, he wasn't incredible, but he was a lot stronger than he's been in some of the other debates. He absolutely was way stronger this time. And he wasn't swinging at anyone, but he seemed stronger anyway. Trump was asked about his opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade deal that we all know that is under consideration by Congress. He said the deal would harm workers, stress the danger in allowing China to continue to manipulate the currency. He kept saying that about the currency. It wasn't even in there. When he finished, Rand Paul jumped in and said, you might want to point out that China is not part of the deal. That's what he said. Paul said to one of the moderators, hey, Gerard, you might want to point out that China's not part of the deal. Also, when asked about Russian President Vladimir Putin's aggression toward the Ukraine, he talked first about Iran, China, and North Korea. He eventually answered the question by asking why the U.S. is doing all the work. Later in the debate, after Carly Fiorina took an indirect jab at him as a TV dude, Trump lashed out and said, why does she keep interrupting everybody? That was the second time he got boos from the audience. The first was when he answered an attack from John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, over his immigration plan. I don't have to hear, and this is what he said. He said, I don't have to hear from this man, believe me. That's what he said about John Kasich. So the crowd booed. The moderators were great. There wasn't any problem, I think, with the moderation. There's not going to be a lot written about that. The Fox Business News team just stuck to the economy, so that was smart. They said that in the beginning. Neil Cavuto said that at the end. So that's not anything anybody will be talking about. Ben Carson and his back and forth with Trump, that didn't turn into anything because leading up to the debate, Trump attacked Ben Carson for some of the controversial elements of his resume, including a claim Carson made that he stabbed someone as a kid. Trump kind of pulled his punches. Carson just shrugged off a question about his biography. And he said, I have no problem with being vetted. What I do have a problem with is being lied about and then putting that out there as truth. And then he criticized Hillary Clinton's testimony about the Benghazi terror attack. So there you go. On that note, let's turn to your thoughts and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Ben, who says, Kate, I enjoy the show. I like the fact that you don't bore us to death with the same old, same old. You keep going, girl, no matter what. Don't give up the fight, because it's got to be tough when you work that third shift, but it will pay off. Just like it seems to be paying off for Marco Rubio. I actually like Marco Rubio. I don't know why he isn't getting more attention. To me, he seems pretty strong and very presidential. I wasn't necessarily thinking he was going to be the guy. If he did get the nomination, I'd vote for him. I hope that somebody decent does get the nod, and that's why I say he would certainly be on my short list. And he just keeps getting better. Plus, he has the youthful energy to attack what can often be a discouraging task as president. You know, isn't that funny that we think of that? It's like, running for president. You want to be president. You run for president. You know what you're getting into, or do you? But regardless, I don't think we should feel sorry for presidents because they ran. They ran for the gig. They know what it's about. Here's one from Joseph. Kate, it's been a couple of weeks. I've been under the weather. I feel better now. And I wanted to say that I think it's about time that we see a stronger, better, clearer debate. And I think we got that this time around, at least for the Republicans, with this Fox News debate, because the focus was more on the issues. It wasn't on all the other personal attacks and nonsense that we've seen so often before. So I say bravo. It was refreshing, actually, because that's what I want to hear. How am I supposed to know more about the candidates? I can read whatever slanted column I want. I just want to hear it right from their mouth, and that's the best way to get it in a debate form. And I think we did get a pretty good sense of that this time around. Yeah, and the next debate isn't until December, so there's a little bit of break here. And that's good, because they probably want a little bit of a break. And this wasn't, you know, this was just a couple hours. It's good that they're doing the couple hour thing, too, now instead of extending it for 3 hours like it was in the first couple of debates, because that was crazy, crazy long. All right, here's one from Mayor, who says, listen to America Tonight all the time. I live in Sarasota. I discovered you because a friend of mine, Kate, listens to you. His name is Chuck. He really enjoys the show, and he's spreading the word around so more people find you. I find it's interesting, your point of view. I like listening to what you have to say, and I think you could handle anyone on any side of any fence, so good for you. Here's my question. Did you see the Department of Justice report that talked about honor killing in the country and how it's hard to come up with the stats for those honor killings? I think it's frightening myself. You know what? I think it's very scary that the honor killing thing. In fact, you know, I mean, these are television shows, but you see them portrayed on those. I've seen it twice now on the shows. I think it was SVU did it one time and some other one. But, you know, they say it's ripped from the headlines. But did you know that they say there have been 27 victims of honor killings each year? They say at least in the U.S. And there are nondescript murders, cases labeled as domestic violence. But now it seems as though they're motivated by this interpretation of Islam and the honor killings and violence that where typically men victimize wives and daughters because of whatever behavior that somehow insulted them, their faith, or whatever. And now they're trying to prove those cases more in the U.S. And those statistics are pretty scary. Honor violence measurement methods was this study that was released because it's so hard to identify it. And, you know, honor killing, female genital mutilation. They say there's, what I said, 23 to 27 honor killings a year in the U.S. 91% of the victims in North America are murdered for being too westernized and involve daughters 18 years or younger. The father almost is always involved. Wow. Oh, that's awful. Stay with us, folks. You want to chime in? You want to throw in your 2 cents? Who won the debate? 855-266-5283.
Wasn't hard to find, oh no, no, but what do I do next? Did I just waste my time?
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Christmas. Are you kidding me? How sweet is that? Yep, you just have to participate in our Nail the Score. Now, there's a couple ways to do it, so don't panic. It's in our next segment. If you can't call us to try to nail the score live in the segment, you can email me at americatonight.net. Give me your scoring guess. Once we announce who the two teams are, you pick a side, you tell us a score. It's that easy. No score is stupid, by the way. If you've watched the NFL, we've had single-digit scores that look like baseball games and some astronomical scores. So any guess is fine. You never know. You could nail it, and then you'll win a next book, Intel, incredible, incredible computer notebook, because, like I said, it's detachable, so it's really cool because you can take photos, you can do whatever with it. And it's not cumbersome, but you can see it, and you can do a lot of things with this computer. It's neat. Every day I discover something different. That's the idea with technology, right? It's not, I can't do it. It's a matter of when I'm going to be able to do it. And I want to give a shout-out to all of our fine affiliates, but just each day I'm going to do this because I think it's cool. You know, I've been checking out, getting a lot of emails from people at WVNJ, 1160 AM, The Voice. So Northern New Jersey, Westchester, parts of New York City, Long Island, Connecticut, where I used to actually live. I used to be a broadcaster at WFAN, and some great folks up there listening to us on The Voice, because I'm getting just a slew of email from New Jersey
and New York. Also, and this is a cool place, contrasting with that area and what that offers, KSBN in Spokane, Washington. I got a bunch of emails from some folks there throughout the last couple of weeks, too, and what's keeping me abreast of what's going on in the other Washington, right? And they do a lot of great business news out of the station there, KSBN. And this would be right up their alley, what happened economically speaking from this latest debate, as I gave you some of the quotes and talked about the main themes of what we saw. And it's a matter of opinion. It really is a matter of opinion as to who won the debate. Clearly, there was no one that just flat out ran away with it. Marco Rubio just keeps inching his way in. But the even money says, believe it or not, that Jeb Bush, even though most would say you're crazy, that Jeb Bush is still the inside guy, politically speaking. The machine wants Jeb Bush. So ultimately, if we wind the clock back to talking about Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, that could be what we, you know, end up, could be what we end up seeing. So other odds and ends on the day, because believe it or not, there were some interesting stories that broke wide open, including what's going on in New York as far as two fantasy football sites. And we have football coming up next. And DraftKings and FanDuel are the two sites. They have a lot of customers, and you see the advertisements all over the place. They have a lot of customers, actually, in the New York area. In fact, one of them had just built some pretty big offices. But the attorney general in New York says, you know, we're shutting them down. They're investigating both of those sites, so they can't operate. The people who are partaking in either or both in New York can't do that. And so this is interesting. New York is saying to the daily sports websites that you can't take bets from New Yorkers. You can't do it. So they're, both of them have attorneys, of course, and they're fighting back on this, especially, I mean, DraftKings just has a huge place now in Manhattan, but they're saying you cannot take these bets. You can not do it. Imagine the people in New York who are hooked into this. You know, fantasy football is so huge that it's like a wild drug, and now they're being told they can't utilize it. Wow. But this is what the attorney general said on Tuesday, that they have to stop taking bets, saying that what they're doing is illegal gambling. Send a bunch of letters to both companies. And the attorney general in New York is Eric Schneiderman. He said that after a one-month investigation, his office concluded that the daily contests are games of chance, not skill. Because the idea is, and what they're saying is, it's not chance, it's skill. And he drew a distinction between daily fantasy sports sites and traditional fantasy leagues, where he said they were legal partly because they relied on months of smart play over the course of several months, but said that DraftKings and FanDuel contests are about instant gratification and involve no long-term strategy. And he said that the advertisements by the two companies include one from DraftKings promoting the site as the simplest way of winning life-changing piles of cash, misled players about their chances of take home of went on to say all kinds of things, said that daily fantasy sports is neither victimless nor harmless, and clearly DraftKings and FanDuel are the leaders of a massive multi-billion dollar scheme intended to evade the law and fleece sports fans across the country. So now you wonder if what's going to happen with other states. Are they going to follow suit like they've done in New York? Both companies say their games are legal based on skill, and they're reviewing their legal options. They have 5 days to respond and show why he shouldn't initiate legal action. So now you've got FanDuel said in a statement, this is a politician telling hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers they're not allowed to play a game they love and share with friends, family, coworkers, players across the country. that the game has been played legally in New York for years and years, but after the Attorney General realized he could now get it, he decided a game that's been around for a long, long time is suddenly now not legal. DraftKings just said they were disappointed in the action, especially since he didn't take any time to understand the business or why fantasy sports are clearly a game of skill. And they said they're going to vigorously pursue all legal options available to ensure over 500,000 customers in New York can play the fantasy sports games that they love. And they do have 500,000 customers there. Wow. And FanDuel's offices are in New York, DraftKings in Boston, but they just opened up an arm of it in New York City. And I think the real problem happened, I mean, fantasy sports are popular, there's no question about that. And it's exploded, the popularity has become even bigger. But the sites have gotten a lot of scrutiny, we'll say, since last month it was revealed that a mid-level DraftKings employee playing fantasy football beat more than 200,000 other players and won $350,000 on their rival, FanDuel. So then that raised the red flags about insider trading after game data wasn't publicly accessible, was inadvertently posted then online. They say the employees didn't violate any industry rules, but they were looking into it. And I think news of that prompted the Attorney General to ask the companies to turn over the information. So that employee tripped the trigger on this whole thing. And now that they've done it in New York, remember in Nevada, they ordered the sites to shut down on October 15th, saying they couldn't operate in the state without a gambling, that state, without a gambling license. States like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and Georgia have considered doing their own thing. So that might happen as well. As this may be the tip of the iceberg, I suppose. You could look at it that way. And, boy, it's just, you know, brutal. When we talk about plane crashes here on the show, it always seems so sensationalized, and I say this because you have people in our minds, when we think of somebody crashing on crashing in a plane, you think how vulnerable you are and how awful it is, especially if it's, you know, you have a lot of passengers, but even a small commuter plane, and yet there's 9 people that were killed after a plane crashed in an area, a residential area of Ohio. Today I was walking, and I can't tell you how many planes were overhead. 9 people, a pilot and a co-pilot. It was a private jet, and it crashed into an Akron, Ohio neighborhood. It was on approach. It was a Hawker 25. It was on approach to the airport when it crashed, and the jet clipped. I guess here's what happened. The jet clipped a utility wire on the way down, crashed into a building, which was destroyed by fire. The plane hit an embankment beyond that building, caused a house to also burn, and the plane just burst into flames, of course, and disintegrated after the impact. The lucky thing is that no one was at the home in the building that was destroyed and no injuries on the ground. That's miraculous, because often people in a house or people on the street or whatever, it just could be the timing of the whole thing when a plane goes down, they're caught in that fire or caught in whatever's happening on the ground because of the plane. So naturally they're investigating it because they couldn't, it was this clipped wing thing that they think brought it down, but they have to go through the rigmarole of investigating, of course. And there were people not too far away at a construction company. They said they heard this low-flying plane, and it sounded, they said it sounded exactly like a car hitting a telephone pole. All right, coming up next, on to brighter subjects, as we hope to crown a champion this week as we nail the score here on America Tonight.
Pro Pure. Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro-1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro-1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sign up rather for Twitter. You can go to our Twitter account, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk, and you can check it out and tweet back and forth and retweet and all that kind of stuff. So what are the top Twitter trends in the past? I was looking at this today. In the past 30 days, what's everybody talking about? Well, one is aliens taking over the Earth party. And, of course, that refers to the missiles being launched off the coast of California from that sub. That's what that means. And then there was another one that I thought was really, really interesting that was Respect Lewis. And, you know, part of what was being talked about over the weekend was Donald Trump hosted Saturday Night Live, and Larry David screamed out, he was supposedly given $5,000, he screamed out, "You're a racist!" And that got a lot of play on Twitter. Now, hashtag The Voice got a ton because that's a popular show. A lot of people are watching The Voice, and they're looking to see what the comments were about the singers, and there's been a lot of gossipy things written about a couple of the people who are the judges on The Voice, Gwen Stefani, a rocker chick, and Blake Shelton, who's a country singer. So that's what people were tweeting about. The fascination. So anyway, some of what you would have seen if you were looking for tweets on that is you would see this one. Great time tonight at The Voice. Big thanks to Big Dragon 1979. That is Dave Phoenix who hit that one up. Then there is Melody who says, my heart will break if at Jordan Smith Live doesn't win The Voice. At Adam Levine is right. He's not just a singer. He's an inspiration. Then I could go on and on. But then there's a couple of others. And I've not even really seen this show. I've only seen a few moments of it. There was another one that, let's see. I'll try to give you a good one. How about this? Zap to it says, Gwen Stefani gives Ellie Lawrence a second shot at greatness on hashtag The Voice. Watch again. So the whole idea behind this Voice show is you don't see them, you just hear them, and then you go from there, and then they do see them and talk to them and all that other sort of stuff. And Jordan Smith was one of the popular singers, and that was tweeted out a bunch about him constantly. And then this, did Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's new romance make its way to the Voice or not? What you didn't see on TV from Blake and Gwen's first show as a couple. Who cares, right? Do we care about that nonsense? Of course we don't. Of course we don't pay attention to that. I don't know, right? And then there was the, let's give you some more. Then there were some other things that were tweeted out that were these hashtags that included, and a lot of them are television shows, but there were some other things that were tweeted out like underwear songs, hashtag underwear songs. And see, you can put a hashtag for anything, and then other people jump on it, whatever it is, but especially if it's something popular. Because then you'll get more people that'll pay attention to it. If it's something to do with sports, for example, an athlete or something incredible that happened, some incredible story or something that people care about, that becomes a big deal. That trends. And the underwear song, definitely, the underwear songs definitely trended and got a lot of hits where you had people chiming in saying it's the best ever and what would you do and remember Michael Jordan, some non sequiturs and whatnot. But some of the top trending global things that are being talked about include WTS. And see, that's Dancing with the Stars. So much of it is about television shows. And some of it's about politics, too. Donald Trump is always on Twitter. And so he, or somebody's doing it for him, but I think he's doing it a lot. And because he's on Twitter a lot, his tweets are retweeted constantly and commented on all the time. And the Ben Carson, going after Ben Carson, that's been another thing that's been big. Hashtag get Ben Carson. So some of the stories that are out there about him are being tweeted and retweeted all over the place. So it's kind of a quick way to get news, if that makes sense, right? You have to check out Real Radio Talk. What's trending on Twitter? I'll start writing things about what's trending on Twitter, and there's a live feed, and there's a live news feed too, and the news feed will pump out what's popular, and a lot of what's popular often too is cats and goats and jokes about animals and that kind of stuff. But that's trending on Twitter. And one thing that's not trending on Twitter is what's happening with Hillary Clinton, at least not lately. At the Benghazi hearings, absolutely, there was hashtags galore all over the place. But now it's more focused on Carson. Then you've got the Republican debate, so Twitter will explode, I'm certain. And this is Fox Business News doing this. Neil Cavuto is one of the moderators. Maria Bartiromo is another one out of Wisconsin. And what will happen in that debate as far as the economy is concerned? Will we actually hear conversations about taxes and where the economy is headed and the deficit and ultimately what we're doing about it? Or is it going to be more of the whole gotcha thing again? Ratings-wise, Trump definitely gave NBC a little bit of a bump. Not huge. They weren't astronomical numbers, but they were really good numbers. In some markets, too, it was the best they had seen in 4 years. And they knew this, and this is why they wanted Trump to do it. They wanted him to do it because they knew that they would get a bump in the ratings, of course, and that's the name of the game in TV is to get ratings. And they definitely got ratings. 15 million people at some points, you know, watching this. When you think of Saturday Night Live in its heyday, and you only had a handful of channels, not the 50 million Netflix and offshoot offerings and movie channels and all of that, you had captive audience, and you had some really funny creative people in the beginning of that, and it's gone through some lean times, but having Donald Trump on gave the show a boost because politics, of course, really plays well on Saturday Night Live. We saw it with the whole Sarah Palin thing and the imitations of Hillary Clinton. Now there's somebody else doing imitations of Hillary Clinton. Before it was Amy Poehler during the years that she was on. And the Hillary Clinton character is funny. And then there's somebody new doing Obama. So this isn't anything new. And there have been other politicians that have come on the show. But Trump actually hosting the whole show and being a bigger part of it, I think, helped them get the bounce probably in the ratings, too. More than just like a cameo appearance, I guess, would be. The sad thing is, even with the bump in the ratings on Saturday Night Live, does it really translate into people caring about politics or wanting to vote? The answer is not really. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.